This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. It's nice to have you back.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you. Let me give out the number. Class, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Rick, there's a scandal that I've been talking about. It's a pretty large scandal.
And it's 4 or 8 feet long, huh?
It is.
Scandal.
It is both. It's 4 and 8 feet long. And, class, at the risk of being repetitive, I'd like to just give the highlights of this scandal. And I'll tell you the latest development. The latest development is pretty shocking as well. Maybe as shocking as the scandal itself. So, you know that we mentioned on this broadcast, and I believe we're the only ones talking about this, that the fluorescent light tube that was developed over 80 years ago has been banned from production by the environmental protection people in the U.S. federal government corporation. Now, the tubes are known as T12s and T8s and T5s. The T12 tubes are 12/8 of an inch in diameter. The T8s are 8/8 of an inch in diameter, and the T5s are 5/8 of an inch in diameter. Then the length would be 96 inches or 48 inches or 20 inches or, you know, some number. Well, the ones that I'm talking about are the T12s. And the T12s are the ones that have been around for a very long time. They have two pins on each end. 12/8 of an inch is 1.5 inches in diameter. The 8/8 is 1 inch in diameter. And 5/8 is 5/8 of an inch in diameter, okay? So these fluorescent lights, not the compact, these standard tubes, have been around for 80 years. Well, the EPA decided that now we can't have them anymore. So in 2012, they said no more. Some companies got a 2-year extension for making the bulbs, and some companies are still able to produce specialty bulbs. Well, here's what's happened. All of the companies that manufacture the ballasts of these for these fluorescent lights have stopped production, all of them. And if you want a ballast, you're going to have to find either new old stock, and that's abbreviated NOS on eBay, new old stock, meaning they're brand new, they haven't been used, but they're old. They've been produced, you know, a while ago. And if you want to buy fluorescent tubes, you might have to buy them used. So I've had to do that. We have 40 fluorescent fixtures here at the farm of the long tube type. And because our investment is $40 per fluorescent fixture, I was not going to let that $1,600 investment go to waste. So I was able to buy some 8-foot tubes used. And I found a few new ones. So I have a lifetime supply, at least my lifetime, of fluorescent tubes. And I bought some new old stock ballasts. I bought 5 for the 8-foot tubes and 5 for the 4-foot tubes. So I'm okay. And I suggest if you want to preserve your fluorescent fixtures that you get some bulbs and get the ballast if you think that you need them as well. Okay. So yesterday, yesterday I called a guy. I bought something that I think is pretty interesting, and he's going to be an instructor. His name is Tal, T-A-L. So Tal is from Israel, and he's an electrical engineer. And his company, which he founded, along with his partner, Michelle, make a fluorescent light fixture that emits ultraviolet light. And what this is, it's a backing plate with two fluorescent tubes that are ultraviolet light that you put inside your air handler of your furnace. And it will disinfect the air flowing past the tubes. So I want to kill any bacteria. I want to make sure no mold grows. I want to stop it right there. So I bought this. It was about $40. Shipped, no tax. And so I called him up, and I said, I really like this. I found him. He didn't find me. And so we had a really nice conversation yesterday. And I said, what about the ballast? He said, yeah, the company that made the ballast for him went out of business. So here he has a product that's a great product for disinfecting the air inside your air handling system, your heating and cooling system. And probably half the homes in the United States have these kind of systems like we have. So here's a great disinfection system. And the ballasts are no longer being manufactured in this country. So we had to figure out another way. And I'm not sure what that answer is yet. And I said, what about the tubes? Are they from China? And he said, yes. So the tubes come from China. The ballasts are not available in the United States. He has to either use his existing stock, shut down the company, or figure out another plan. And that's the latest part of the scandal. Now, where do you see these ultraviolet light air purifiers? Well, if you go to a restaurant and you look on the walls or in the kitchen, you'll see these bluish light blue light coming from a fixture. What happens is that air circulates around that, and it disinfects the air with ultraviolet light. They use fluorescent tubes. They use fluorescent tube ballasts, which are no longer manufactured in the United States. That's the second part of the scandal. Rick, what are your thoughts about what I just said? I mean, I said a mouthful,
I know.
Right?
It's all about marketing, and that's what it's truly about. EPA aside, and their environmental laws for protecting us, I'm concerned more about where is the money, follow the money, and that's where it will ultimately go, because this is just another way to make us have to pay for things we don't want but are stuck with. I remember when they did the same thing with roofing nails, and they changed the designs. And it's going this way in everything. Automobiles. It used to be that an automobile it was built so that it would last a long time, and if something wore out, you could replace it with another part, but that part should last for the remainder of the life of the automobile. That is truth with my 280Z. But today, Mopar has designed their cars to wear out. You can set your watch to a battery. I mean, in terms of when it's going to wear out, you can time it. It's so precision in design for wearing out that it's like a regular clock for you. Now, this whole concept is one of the reasons why capitalism is doomed, I hope, like communism. Each has within their system of concepts disadvantages. And capitalism is now starting to show just exactly how bad it can be with Rothschild still in control. Thanks.
Okay. I've got some comments. I'm glad you mentioned these things. Okay, so you mentioned auto parts. I've been telling our class that, we can shop at O'Reilly's. We can shop at O'Reilly's is a auto parts store, a chain in the Midwest. They're headquartered in Springfield, Missouri. So we can buy our auto parts for repairs of our vehicles from O'Reilly's, or we go to AutoZone, which is across the street. Well, AutoZone decided that they wanted our business because we buy a lot of auto parts for, we fix vehicles for neighbors and for ourselves. And we have a number of cars and trucks here, and our neighbors do. And so we're constantly buying auto parts. So AutoZone said, I'll tell you what, you know, we want your business. We're going to give you a discount. So they gave us a discount, and then they changed their mind. Then they decided, well, you know what? What we have to do is we'll match somebody else's price. So we would go in there and we'd say, okay, here's how much it costs at Rock Auto. And they would match that. And then they'd said, well, you know what? We can't do that because Rock Auto charges shipping. So we'll match the Rock Auto price plus their shipping costs. So we'd bring that to them. And this is a period over, you know, this is going on over a year now. Well, the latest thing is, top management came into the store and said, we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to give you these discounts anymore. So what happened next was they said, all right, well, if you want that water pump, we'll sell it to you, and we have it right now. Now, if you want it from Rock Auto, it's going to take 3 days to get it to you. So we'll match the Rock Auto price with overnight shipping. So we'll match that. So now we've got a $30 water pump or an $18 water pump with $24.99 overnight shipping. And that costs more than the $32 water pump.
The whole thing is designed to fool you, to make you think you're getting a bargain.
Yeah.
It's sleight of hand. I remember a time when things were sold two ways. There was cheapest and best buy. And what's happened is Best Buy is no longer available. Snap-on, Craftsman, etc. are no longer following that route of per dollar spent, you get more bang for your buck. And so today, what you have is instead of three different places for cheapest, you now have 20. I remember how tools used to be in that same direction until Harbor Freight came into play. Everything.
Yeah.
Comes from China. Let me tell you
the rest of the story. So the water pump is $18 at Rock Auto. But AutoZone said, we'll match that, but you got to give us shipping. And we have it now, so shipping is $24.99. So the total price of the water pump from Rock Auto went from $18 plus $6.99 shipping to $42.99. AutoZone said, we'll sell it to you right now for $32, which is the regular price. So our son says, okay, right. So now he calls AutoZone, and he says, listen, I want to buy a water pump, and I'm going to pick it up in 3 days. And then he goes in with the standard $6.99 shipping. So he is not going to take this crap from AutoZone. AutoZone's management is out of control. I really have a low opinion of AutoZone.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, what we're talking about here is large corporations keep changing the rules. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult to work with them because they keep changing the rules. And I'm talking about AutoZone, but it's not just AutoZone. Sears, same thing. Satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. You buy something from them, and you could always feel confident that, you know, if something went wrong or the product failed prematurely, you know, they would take care of you. And what I found is you go to Sears and you go, we don't do that anymore. You know, we don't work for the customer anymore. We work for the shareholders. Well, Rick mentioned automobiles. Okay, so I'm looking at an article that I wanted to talk about with Rick about Ford. Ford is recalling 1.4 million cars. 1.4 million. That's a lot of cars. Why? Well, because the steering wheel bolts get loose. The steering wheel bolts get loose. How is that possible? How is it possible that a steering wheel can become loosened? How is that possible? Now, I have worked on a number of vehicles. We even have at our automotive shop a steering wheel puller. It's a special tool for removing a steering wheel. It is difficult to get a steering wheel off, right? You've got to go through a lot of steps. Well, Ford uses these bolts and they loosen. Obviously, they're substandard. Obviously, they're not large enough. Obviously, they don't have Loctite on them so that they don't come loose. Well, the solution is recall 1.4 million vehicles, take the steering wheel apart, take the bolts out and replace them with new bolts that have nylon locking mechanisms in them. So it's like a bolt that's drilled out a little bit and has a nylon bump in it, and the nylon causes more friction, so the bolt is tighter in the threads and is less likely to back out. Well, why didn't they think of this the first time? I guess that making those bolts were a little
that
more
bothers
expensive.
Me, yeah, the thing that bothers me is the concept of the DeLorean, that you tried to make something as good as it could be made so that it didn't wear out.
Yeah.
That it didn't need replacements. My 280Z right now has got 300,000 miles on the engine, and yet the port pressure between one port and the other is less than 1/4 pound. True.
Well, it's interesting.
That engine, by the way, that means that engine is going to last another 200,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, the DeLorean was a great concept car. Made out of stainless steel skin, so that, heck, it wouldn't rust. You could even drive that in Missouri. With all the beet juice salt that we have here, that body would not rust, which is kind of nice. But there were some other problems. And DeLorean, do you remember that he was involved in selling drugs? He was a drug dealer in order to raise enough money to keep his factory going in, what was it, in Ireland? Yeah, he had a lot of problems. Getting that car off the ground. He did. He got it off the ground, and it was very interesting. But there were a few problems that he had, and it was actually insurmountable. And that's why he failed. But that was a great concept. It really was. Needed some refinement, but still a great concept. I saw one that was red. A red DeLorean. Now, class, the DeLorean was stainless steel. And so it would look like a brushed stainless steel finish, kind of like a modern refrigerator. You know, you'd see it at one of these big box stores. That's what the exterior was like. But the problem was, if you banged it up, you'd have to get a new stainless steel panel. Well, I saw one that was red, and that's because it got banged up, and they put some body filler on it, you know, Bondo, sanded it out, and now what do you do? Well, we got to paint the car. So that's what they did. They painted it red. So I saw a red DeLorean, which is probably pretty rare. Well, Rick, my computer's
on. I know. The end of days.
I'm looking at my Windows computer, Windows XP. This darn software, I can't wait to move the studio into the first floor, because when I do, I'm going to redo the software on my number one computer here for the broadcast, and I'm looking forward to dumping Windows XP and replacing it with Linux. Other computers we had here running Linux, they don't give me any problems at all, just this Windows one, and I refuse to buy another copy of Microshaft Windows. Rick Millen, I'll be right back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch day?
Got your... Take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. Also, if you'd like to go to Richard Allen Miller and peruse the offerings, his writings, Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. So, Rick, there's a there was an article that I was reading. It's pretty interesting. It was about an astronaut. And this guy has been in space for about a year. He's been flying around for about a year, circling the Earth. And he grew. He grew 2 inches. Literally,
that's
grew 2 inches.
Like me. I'm shrinking because of gravity. Well, I remember I was 5'11 and a half, and now I'm 5'10. That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it yes. Yes.
Gravity, the weight of the earth is pulling me down.
Well, and here's something very interesting about what happened to this astronaut. His DNA changed 7%.
Yeah, that's the gamma ray part of it. That's the creepier side. It goes downhill from there. Mm-hmm. It turns out that there's no way to screen any of that. How are we ever going to go to Mars in a Chevrolet? I can't. It isn't going to happen. It can't happen. It isn't possible. You can't screen the gamma rays, and they're going to knock things down and create all kinds of weird mutations in your body. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Avatar concept came in. You know, you have a diving tank. But the diving tank can't be made thick enough for space. So what you have to do is become black slime mold, something that thrives in radiation. And the thing goes weirder. I just posted a few minutes ago on this new concept of cloning sleeves for your consciousness. As your body wears out, we'll create a sleeve to put your consciousness in it. Check that out at docram.com. That's creepy. And the implication of transhumanism and where we're going with the difference between cheapest and Best Buy. It's a bad, bad thing. It's like...
I'm glad...
Yeah?
I'm glad you mentioned this because... So this astronaut, his name is Scott Kelly, and he was out there circling the Earth 340 days. So, yes, he did grow 2 inches. And NASA is saying that the trip made him a new man. Now he has an identical twin. So they compared the DNA of the astronaut with his identical twin, and they found out that 93% of his DNA returned to normal after returning to Earth, but 7% of it is altered, and they're trying to figure out what this means. But that's the story about astronaut Scott Kelly, the longest single space flight in U.S. history.
Does that have anything to do with the 38 different genders that we now enjoy? I'm sorry, but I have to walk away from all of this crap. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
The whole thing is nuts.
Yeah.
I would not want to
be a classroom teacher, in high school today, where on Monday, I know this guy is Michael, and on Tuesday, it's Michelle. I mean, he decides he's gonna.
Or Missy, worse than Michael and Missy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Yeah,
it goes downhill
yeah.
because everything is rotting from the inside out. And it's time, some voice of reason comes in here and says, what distinguished the United States from France? Vichy soir?
One of the things that distinguished us from other countries, it was our language. And I believe that because of the fluidity of our language, the lack of preciseness sometimes, we were able to be more creative. We were able to be more inventive. However, we weren't all that great in mathematics, which was precise. So if you look at students today, now it's gone too far. Now what they've done is they've shortened our language with like LOL, these cryptic terms that that aren't part of our language.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, the police have their own dialect of the English language, a subset, and they nurses have theirs. Yeah, and doctors have theirs. You know, in the delivery room, a doctor pulls out the baby and he turns to the nurse, holds the baby, and he says FLK. And the nurse knows what that means. Funny looking kid. I mean, they have theirs. The lawyers have theirs. And but during the during World War II, we had slang, and it was difficult for the Germans to understand our language, and the Japanese, and our language slang had advantages for us. And I really believe that it helped us become more inventive, but it's turned past that, and now we've become sedentary, and I don't see much innovation with young people at all. Literally, I don't see much. And, well, we're now saying that adults are now spending 25% of their time online. 25% of their time online. Way too much. How are they doing anything else? And that was one of the problems that I had with the meetup people. They were keyboard warriors. You know, they could read about it. They could click the mouse about it. They could regurgitate it. But they didn't do it. Meaning they didn't use the knowledge that they had
ethics and morals. The distinction between ethics and morals. And that's what made the United States different, was that we all had a common set of values.
Yeah, my dad told me that when they were on the troop ships, you know, they would have a code word or a code phrase to get back on. And it would be red ripe raspberries. And the Japanese couldn't say R's and be lead ripe raspberries. And so what's the phrase? Lead ripe raspberries. Bang! And shoot them right there. And that's what they did. That's what they did. That's the kind of stuff that Americans were really, really great at that we seem to have lost.
No.
I mean, the passphrase to get onto the ship, into the camps. We were very creative that way. When it came to the Germans, one of the passphrases was "Tufsky Shatitsky," and they couldn't say that either. They could not get it out. What's the passphrase? "Tufsky Shatitsky," and bang, they couldn't get it right.
Navajo,
that's the kind of stuff we used
walker.
To do.
You know, yes.
That's exactly.
But there's something else going on where there used to be a common value regarding guns. For example, you'll notice that everything, and I just posted this one last night on Reality News, the idea that every single high school shooting has involved an individual that was on psychotropic drugs of some kind. And nobody has mentioned that in the media. It's all about gun control. Now, it's not about gun control. It's about individual kids that are on meds that shouldn't be. And what's happening is there's a statistical occurrence of individuals not responding correctly to Zoloft. And it's crazy. And yet, my doctor, who's a Seventh-day Adventist doctor, is trying to put me on meds. Why? So that I have a recurring need to go back to his office every 4 times a year just for prescription. He doesn't have to do anything. But he just checks my medicine and says, oh, your heart rate is not 151, and it says here that you're supposed to be at 130, which means I either put you on these meds or I fire you. And I say back to him, cuff me. And I dropped it to 129. That man is looking for a way to put me on meds so that I am required to go see him 4 times a year. And that opiate situation that has gone completely out of control is your pharmaceutical, and chemistry is the best way of life. The better living is chemistry, I believe, is how they used to say it. And the whole thing is nuts.
That was DuPont's slogan.
It goes into our values and our word systems and our evaluations of one individual to another, and the fact that one size does not fit all.
Better living through chemistry was the DuPont Chemical Company's slogan. They stopped using that. They, as a matter of fact, they had accidents with their tractor trailers, so they stopped putting the DuPont logo on the tractor trailers when they were making their deliveries because they were getting a bad reputation for crashing, and people go, well, that's a DuPont truck because it says DuPont right on the side. When you type in the name Adam Lanza, A-D-A-M, first name Lanza, L-A-N-Z-A, last name, he was born in 1992. 2012, there was an alleged shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And allegedly there were 28 deaths. And this guy, Adam Lanza, this young man, allegedly shot his mother, Nancy Lanza, in the head at her home, at their home, before he went to the elementary school where he allegedly killed some more people. Well, if you look at this guy's picture, he looks totally out of it, absolutely spaced out. He does not look normal. If you look at Nicholas Cruz, the guy who allegedly shot up the school in Florida, he looks, when you see the videos of him, he is absolutely out of it.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, as you know, Stephen Hawking died, a global treasure physicist. And Dr. Hawking had some final thoughts that he wanted to leave with us. And our challenges are quite significant. He thought that we could be wiped out by an asteroid, by climate change, by artificial intelligence, and by overpopulation. These are things that you and I and others here on this broadcast have been talking about for years. So we're in total agreement with them. And the interesting thing is that the climate change is, let's just talk about that first. And our physical resources are being depleted at quite an alarming rate. And there are rising temperatures, the reduction of the polar ice caps, the deforestation, you know, of the vast forests that we have. We're cutting down timbers. As a matter of fact, even to bring that point home, I looked at the timber on our farm, and I was talking to some of the locals who are, you know, older than I, who are natives here in Missouri, and they said, "Oh yeah." You know, they cut down the timber on your farm, you know, decades ago, and that's how they built Springfield, Missouri. They cut the timbers, the hardwoods and the softwoods on your farm. They logged it, and they used that timber to build Springfield, Missouri, which is, you know, 50, 60 miles away. So, yes, we have been cutting timber down, and if we replant it, that's nice. And if we don't, that's terrible. So we have been doing things that have changed the climate, but it's not just us, right, Rick? Do you agree that climate change is among the very top threats that we face?
Yale University just came out with a statement about the two weather bombs that are about to hit the Earth. And the two of them have to do with global warming and then global cooling. And it is historical. We have dropped ice plugs down in and seen that it has happened before, where the Earth first heats up, and as a result, the Earth needs to reboot and goes through a day after tomorrow. That is an accurate movie of what is about to happen to North America. They're already showing signs of that up near the Northwest Territories, and then you start looking over at Iceland and what's happening there, Reykjavik, etc. It is going to happen because the currents that run the ocean are all gone now, and they need to reboot. And this is something that happens with a pole shift and changes of our sun. China has just developed an incredible burst of light laser, also posted on Facebook. That's to stop incoming meteors and or dead stars going through our solar system. Now, Nibiru is a reality. And the way I'm playing it is I know I don't know what exactly is going to happen, but I can tell you, and I've repeated this before, that the infrared signature on this sun is wrong for it being a brown dwarf. And some friends of mine at JPL have actually suggested, oh, that could be accounted for simply by putting a Dyson sphere around the sun. That's what our ancestors have done, most likely, as an Occam's razor thing. And what we have right now is an event, we'll call it the event, where the future comes into the present to collect the rent.
Rick, when we come back, let's continue this discussion about Stephen Hawking's warnings to us about climate change, asteroids, artificial intelligence, and overpopulation. And let's throw into that mix the power consumption that we are observing with Bitcoin and how much electricity Bitcoin is consuming in the mining process. It's huge. It is estimated to be higher than the Republic of Ireland. Unbelievable. 42 terawatts of electricity a year.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.